P.S.
Yep.
I didn't
Did I figure it out? Am I so fucking smart?
I didn't know Google did that.
I did figure it out. It's the answer to my question.
Hello and welcome to Bruise Day Tuesday podcast episode 610.
What?
Tyler Driblet!
Listening to? Welcome to the self-guided tour of the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Yeah, that's on brand for me, honestly. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Bruise Day Tuesday podcast. What are we talking about this week? Mostly AB InBev, to be honest. It's a big AB InBev show. So thank God we've got the cunning, insightful mind of Jed Farber here to help guide us through the Byzantine world of beer business. Jed, are you excited?
I'm excited.
That's good. I'm
what
glad.
Does Byzantine mean?
What doesn't it mean?
Oh, see?
You know, if you tell me what it doesn't mean, I might be able to make an inference and thereby answer my own first question. So I'll take either one.
There's that keen mind. Byzantine is like a complicated, difficult to understand.
Okay.
Or navigate.
So it isn't things that are simple?
That would be an antonym, my good man.
Great.
So that was the joke I was making with our good host Jedediah.
Mm-hmm. This is dumb.
You are just a real literal man tonight, Samuel. You know,
I'm
all
over it tonight.
I think that weed gummy kicked in.
Yeah. That would be a surprise.
Yeah. No, but Jed's here. We're happy to have Jed. As much as it might not seem like it, we are happy to have Jed.
Wow.
What you got this week, buddy?
What do I have this week? I have Helltown Brewing's Sanctuary Russian Imperial Stout.
Wow.
It's one of the darkest beers I've ever poured.
Yes.
It looked completely black when it came out. It's 10.5%.
Big boy.
So I expect it to taste like all beers that are that strong, which is
dark.
Ugh. Yeah. Every stout that I've ever had that is like 10.5% tastes exactly the same to me, I have to say. Like, and alcohol just, it's very alcohol forward, I would say.
Have you had any of the Southern Tier dessert stouts?
Probably, honestly.
Because I would be surprised if that was your review of those. And they're all in the 9.5 to 11 range.
Yeah.
They're good to sell.
Yes.
Well, I have a beer that I think is probably going to be boring in execution, but is incredible in concept. I have Dogfish Head's, I don't know if this is pronounced Super Dopio or Super Dopio, but it is an Imperial Pilsner, 7% ABV. That's right, Imperial Pilsner. I just don't know why they would do this, but I like the concept.
I suspect that this is going to be another one of those where Imperial doesn't mean more intense flavor. It means ABV.
It does. It's just 7%. That's all this is. But
otherwise, I feel like an Imperial Pilsner, if it wasn't about ABV, but instead of it being like the most Pilsnery Pilsner ever, would be like in Waterboy when he has that little thing of water from Alaska or Antarctica or whatever. Yeah. And it's high quality H2O, then that's an Imperial Pilsner.
Correct. at some spring water that one time saw a hop is Imperial Pilsner.
Right.
But no, this is it's a 7% Pilsner, which is just like, come on, what are you monsters doing? But I had to get it. It's clear as the day is long or whatever the expression is. It looks like spun gold, no head.
Mm.
Smells like a Pilsner. Yep. It's pretty boring, but at the same time, it's like kind of impressive because I wouldn't know that this is 7%.
That's good. That's kind of like the opposite of what I'm drinking.
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, it's just there's not a whole lot going on in here. But the fact that I'd be like, sure, this is a 5% Pilsner, whatever. That's fine.
So you wouldn't say this is particularly Byzantine tasting?
I don't think anybody would say that.
When I learn a new word, I like to practice using it. How am I doing so good. Far?
You are practicing with it. Yeah. I will say that. Right. Yep.
Yeah, you did use it for sure.
Yeah, there is. I will say there's kind of an almost grapiness in the middle that I think is unusual. But other than that, it's pretty boring. But a 7% Pilsner is just it tickles me. It just tickles me. Samuel.
Yeah, I have a beer from Three Sheeps called Citrus Serenade. Mm. Let me see if I can demonstrate. It might not work.
Oh.
There's a specific pitch that when I sing it, she freaks out.
Don't close your mouth and back away.
How many times have you said that, Jed?
Never, thankfully. Yeah, I passed the vibe check.
This is good podcasting.
Yeah.
Good
podcast. So she was freaking out.
We all saw it.
Yeah, just now. Oh, man. She freaked out. It's crazy. Only premium subscribers at the video.
What are you doing to my perception? Now are you using a tiny little glass? First you had the tubbies that I didn't like, and now are you shooting beer?
Oh, no. I got big hand surgery. It's regular. No. It's freaking with you.
Uncle Jack style from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh. It's really that there's something psychological to me about – I think it goes back to childhood when you go to a diner and have a milkshake and then there's the little metal cup with the bonus milkshake.
Yeah.
And just the idea of knowing, ooh, I got a little more. I really enjoy. So I'm going to fill this little bitch up like four times.
Okay. Wow. L'chaim, Sam.
Yeah. It's 8.8, it's hazy, and it tastes fine. But I did that great bit with the dog, so...
I lost the ABV race on an Imperial beer. Horrible.
Odd. Very odd.
Very strange. Oh, boy. He's still looking at the dog. We are less interesting than the dog.
I think my kids might have left their drum pad on, and the dog starts walking across it, so I just, heard a snare.
It's like Tom Hanks in Big.
Yeah.
We have one of those pianos, too.
Do you?
It's not nearly as high quality as the one in the movie. But,
is it one of the plasticky ones that you can fold up or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah, those are shit. Those are dog shit.
And they are dog shit, but we do have one.
Okay, well, cool. All right, well, talk about dog shit. Let's go to our first article, NBC26.com. Bud Light at Lambeau. NFL sponsors to limit Wisconsin-made beer sales at draft campus.
Wow.
Are you talking about the Packers? You like a big Bears fan or something?
I used to like the Packers.
Right, because they beat the Steelers that one time.
They beat the Steelers, so out of spite, I liked them. And now, I don't care. I think the idea, the NFL is kind of dog shit, though, and so is Bud Light, I would say. So those are the things I was more referencing. I think this is about the NFL draft. Am I correct? The NFL draft happens in Wisconsin? Is that what's going on?
I'll say yes with authority.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Sounds good. Great. So the draft sponsor is Bud Light. And so you can't really get anything other than Bud Light, except for some restaurants that are allowed to serve local beer that are in what they're calling the draft footprint, which I don't really know much about.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Man, corporate America is pretty fun.
Super cool.
So cool.
Super rad. Jed, you're scouring it. I know the clogs are dancing in your head, Jed.
Yeah.
The cogs are turning is what I was going for, Samuel. Jesus. I can see how confused you were. So what you thinking about that incisive? Kind of. That one was hard to follow. You're getting better. The practice is paying off.
If you use it enough, you'll definitely.
One time, yeah, you'll be right for sure.
Yeah. I was reading a different article about the location of the draft.
Fuck.
Because for some reason, Pittsburgh was in my mind. Like, something is happening in Pittsburgh. But
does it move around?
Probably.
I don't.
That would make sense.
I don't know.
Otherwise, this would have come up before. It's probably the first time in 30 years they've done it in Green Bay.
Yeah. It's at Lambeau Field, actually. So, yeah. Oh, actually, the 2026 draft is in Pittsburgh.
Okay. Ah, there you go. So it moves around. That makes sense. I mean, how are they going to milk all the money out of a place if they don't move it around all the time?
I wonder if Iron City and Icy Light are going to be the beers of choice for the Pittsburgh location. Probably, honestly.
Now, why didn't they just get Miller to sponsor it? If they wanted it to be in Wisconsin beers.
I don't think they did want it to be Wisconsin beers. I don't think they cared.
Well, but then why are they doing Icy Light in Pittsburgh?
Oh, I think Jed was making a joke. I think he was joshing.
I thought you had inside information. You're the football correspondent.
You know what, Sam? You know what, Sam? Jed's joke was pretty Byzantine.
It wasn't a joke, though. I was just curious. It was amusing at best.
No, no. The sponsor is going to be...
I didn't think it was that amusing.
The sponsor will be Bud Light again. Do you think Bud Light has moved on enough that, like, it's not a big deal that they're sponsoring the NFL draft?
What do you mean by that?
Because remember how everybody hated Bud Light for a second?
Yeah, everyone forgot about that. Nobody cares.
So far past that.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Other than Kid Rock. I think Kid Rock is probably still on it.
I agree that Kid Rock probably still cares, but
I think he probably projects caring. I think he probably drinks Bud Light at home, but when he's out and about, make sure to order something else for the image.
Do you think this has been a great year for Kid Rock?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
I think Kid Rock thinks it has been a good year for Kid Rock.
You don't. You actually don't. You think it's been a Pyrrhic victory for Kid Rock?
I think this is him circling the drain and he doesn't know it yet.
No, I disagree. He was circling the drain.
Yeah, he was. And now Emperor Trump has been installed and he's the national band of America.
We're
until
talking
we die.
About, we're talking about him on one of the top 10
that's true.
Weekly beer related review podcasts.
Even not true.
Probably not even
true. That's not true.
I would have to check, but I don't think that's accurate.
Close. Top rated though. Think of that. Not top listened to.
I mean, do we have 1 5-star review? Because then, sure.
I don't know. I put Becca in charge of that, and then she immediately was like, I'm not doing this shit. But, like, I think she has the login, so I can't check any of that.
Smartest thing she's ever done. I'm sure Bud Light will just be the sponsor again. And the only reason this is something of an article is because... It's like, oh, you know, Wisconsin loves their beer. Isn't it crazy you can't get any Wisconsin beer here?
Especially because there's macro and micro that's being sold there that's from Wisconsin. I guess probably the only other real comparison would be at a Broncos game. Not being able to have Coors would be weird.
One of the lines from the article is, we, of course, want to make sure that our partner, Anheuser-Busch and Bud Light, is in every single responsible 21-year-old's hand who's not a designated driver.
That feels like that's the fifth pass they took at that statement. And, like, the legal and PR teams were like, well, hold on. Okay, let's.
Yeah.
Maybe let's add 21-year-old in there.
It's got to be in everyone's hand. No, can't do that. Wait, what about the designated drivers? Oh, fuck. Gotta run it through again.
And if they ran it through one more time, it'd be like, except for those that are gluten intolerant.
Yeah.
Well, that would get them. They don't. I don't think they're gonna mess.
Yeah, that's a bunch
that
of woke
like,
bullshit.
Yeah. Gluten intolerance is kind of the Dylan Mulvaney of food intolerances.
I don't understand any of that reference.
Go on, Sam. Elaborate, please.
Because it's the wokest one.
Who's the person you referenced?
Dylan Sprouse. Mulvaney is the influencer who got the whole Bud Light thing rolling. They're a trans person who Bud sent like a can to, and they posted a picture, and everybody was like, "What the fuck, Bud Light existing trans people? That's crazy."
Wait, I thought they had a trans person in a commercial or something.
Nope.
What?
Yes. I know, it's nuts. They literally just like sent them a beer can.
Wow.
Is it her? I mean, I don't know how they identify. Mm-hmm. How she identifies, excuse me.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, I think that it was the...
Did you say, I don't know how she identifies?
Well, Beckett corrected me, so...
I was going to, and then I was only 90% sure, and oh boy, if you correct someone correctly, gendering someone incorrectly, you look like a real dipshit.
Yes.
I think most of our listeners understand that we're dipshits at this point.
I think most of our listeners don't care.
I think most of our listeners are in
don't
the
exist. Right don't exist. Yeah, that's true. I listen to every episode I'm not on. I'll say that.
I think Zach he listens to the episodes he's on, which I
he used. Only listens to the episodes he's on. Yeah.
That's which what really tells you something about Zach, doesn't it?
Power move.
No, I think I respect it. Like, you know, if he's going to slog through any of it, he might as well understand how he was on the episode.
I think it's just him making sure that I cut out all the slurs.
That makes sense for Zach. Yeah.
Oh, boy. I was saying something. I don't know.
I don't know. I like that we can use this time to talk about any of the other podcasters that come on this program because none of them listen to it.
Yeah, just, Mary's in a potato.
In a potato?
In a potato.
She's Airbnb-ing a potato.
Like James and the Giant Peach, but a potato?
Yeah, Mary and the Giant Potato. Exactly.
Wow. Okay.
That movie.
Can you guess what state they're in?
State of disarray, I would imagine.
Too Byzantine for me. Just answer the question.
You're moving farther from it, Sam.
Shit!
Idaho?
Yes.
Yeah. No, New York, idiot.
Oh, man. You know the Apple New York shirts instead of our New York? Yes. I potato Idaho.
I guarantee you they have those, but I can text Mary if you want me to.
Yeah, text Mary. Let's
not. What about Idaho?
Okay, well, it's a two-part text.
All right.
Please hold.
I held my
laugh back. Please sit in silence while I type this text, otherwise I'll get distracted.
I held my laugh back because I knew Sam wasn't going to laugh, and I thought it would be rude. I was like,
Rude,
like Sam.
Yeah.
But I thought that was funny.
Thanks, Jed, for letting us see a peek behind the mask, a little behind-the-scenes action.
Yeah, that's a little inside baseball.
You've developed such a real character for, you know, these episodes that you're on. It's sometimes hard to know the person back there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's not a lot going on up here. And for the listeners, I'm pointing to my head, my brain area.
Yep, the old brain bucket.
Yeah.
Well, what has been going on with the old brain bucket?
What has been going on?
You were here in Delaware, and I was unable to see you.
Yes, at Peruge.
Mm-hmm, Peruge.
Which is good, because I was coaching in Delaware, a block away from where you live.
Yeah.
And I'm coaching these college women, so I feel more comfortable that you weren't able to make it. No offense to you.
Offense taken.
I think of you as a Charlie Day type. You
okay, I'm back in.
And so
now, is it that he's a Charlie Day type? Or wait. Shit. Ahead. What's the character's name?
Charlie Kelly.
Charlie Kelly.
Okay.
Charlie Day type or Charlie Kelly type?
You know what? I'll say Charlie Day because I think
too successful. Way too successful.
But Charlie Kelly is a caricature of Charlie Day, clearly.
True.
And I think that Tyler is not a caricature of Charlie Day. I think he is Charlie Day.
Okay. Well, I was going to say I'm my own man, but actually I'm not. I'm a man who already exists. But
I didn't say
that. Yeah, we can see that screen. Oh, that's good. Great. That's good.
Yeah.
Good thing to see.
Is it too bright?
Yeah.
I think that's one of a few problems.
Does that say Darth Tater? Is that what it is?
Yes. Darth Tater, and then it says Spud Wars. And it has a Mr. Potato Head dressed as Darth Vader. She apparently didn't see any of our great t-shirt ideas, but did see that one.
Oh, okay. So there's a market.
Yeah, there is a market. Yes, I was there coaching, and so Tyler was unable to join. I'm there twice a year now. So
are you?
Hopefully at the end of summer and like
cool. I look forward to not seeing you then as well.
September, I'll hopefully be playing that time. So,
oh, okay.
Yes.
That would be more. That would be more interesting to see, but somehow I feel like you will have hurt yourself by then.
Well, that's not the wildest take, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, my the promise I've made to myself is if I can't make it through tryouts without getting hurt, I will not play club this year. So
that's you're becoming very wise in your old age, Jed.
That's a myth.
You're kind of like the Michael Jordan of Ultimate, not in so far as all the accolades and talent, but how frequently you retire.
I don't think he's ever
he definitely has
retired. He's threatened to retire.
Bro, check the tapes. He's retired like 5 times.
No, I've threatened to retire.
Yeah, he's threatened to retire several times.
I've prayed that I would retire. And
he's been like, if I get hurt, you know, I'm not playing next year or whatever, but it's not actually retiring. That's making a promise that is a lie.
I swear he said I'm retiring.
Okay. Well, you listen to the tapes.
My episodes. So that was the story. Me and Tyler didn't hang out. That's what happened recently in my life. Yep. I went to that Walmart. It's got a Dunkin' Donuts inside of it.
Yeah, we go there all the time.
Yeah, I went there twice in a row. So that was nice. And I thought about how you've probably been to this Walmart before.
I have. That's where I do most of my shopping.
Yeah.
I hope there's a 2x2 foot square in there that's a Panera. And it's just like a really tiny Panera.
No.
Inside the Dunkin'.
There's an Auntie Anne's Pretzels in there as well.
There is. They were never open as early as we were there, unfortunately.
And Becca says you can get a mammogram at that Walmart. So think on that, Jed.
Maybe you can.
They were also the mammogram place was not open early enough.
The best thing that's ever happened to me in that Walmart is one time Becca knows.
Immediately.
Becca knows already.
Story counts as my content. Go on.
You son of a bitch. So there's a guy at the Family Dollar near us that we recognized. We saw him walking around the Walmart, and he had a pad stuck to the back of his shirt that he clearly did not realize was there. And somebody had to like come up to him and tell him that there was a sanitary pad stuck to his shirt, and it was incredible.
Two steps. One, pads are strewn about his house.
Yeah.
And two,
yeah.
He lies down and doesn't pay attention to what's there already.
I'm sure. So I think maybe it was a prank. I think that's a limited possibility. But what I think happened is probably, yes, he lives in an unclean house with strewn about pads, and like threw his shirt down and then picked it up and there was a pad stuck to it and he didn't realize.
I'll strew pretty much anything around my house, but not sanitary pads.
It wasn't used.
That's not
still
how that works.
What do you mean?
That's not how pads work. What it was absolutely a prank.
Yeah, that's a prank. Someone
you
would have
take a pad out of its wrapper just for fun.
Maybe you don't.
Okay.
It's like, I'll use this later. You open it up and then you put it on the ground so you make sure it doesn't get stuck to anything.
I'm just saying, like, anything could have happened. They could have gotten distracted. It could have fallen open.
Wrong.
I'll concede that anything could have happened.
Okay.
It could have been Thanos for all we know.
Could have been.
Oh, man. Tyler, can you just react to something or say something about pads that's so wrong that me or Sam just said so Becca just gets upset?
That's what I've been doing.
No, you've been
– try saying – what? Say this sentence.
Yeah.
No, Sam, you're stupid. A tampon and a pad are the same thing.
No, Sam, you're so stupid. A tampon and a pad are the same thing. Barely any reaction. I think she knew that one was a trap.
And now, to be clear, it's not my writing. It's your acting. The line was gold.
What?
Okay, Tyler, say.
I can't do another. Come on. I can't do another
She's
one.
She's on to us now.
Yeah. She got the scent.
Okay, I am right here.
Maybe give it 20 minutes and then say something about how.
Someone might have wrung it out, and then.
Well, I was confused.
Fuck.
Rung it out.
Rung out a used one is what he's saying.
That's
and
upsetting.
Try to reuse it.
Deeply upsetting. They do have like reusable napkins, but not pads. That's not how that works, Samuel. Jed, I'm sorry. I put that evil on the wrong person.
That's not how that works. Looks up at Becca
to confirm
that is indeed not how that works.
She can't even hear what we're saying. Why was he looking at her?
Tyler's saying, though. So when Tyler says something, he looks up for validation.
Well, how has this gone against me? I'm so confused.
Say something about how you don't like how Brown versus Board of Education turned out. See how she reacts.
Well, that's fine. That's getting overturned any day now.
Yeah, probably.
So, yeah. So,
yeah.
So he's still looking at it. I don't know what's going on.
So that...
He's just got a rolling pin hovering over his head.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes, that is correct.
Yes, extra cheese.
Okay. Yeah, what else? That's all that's happening in my life.
Cool. All right, let's move on. Okay.
It's about time. It's not about
that's right. It's
all that matters.
Just, yep. Just quantity, not quality.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why we have 600 episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, we were talking about all the good things God Emperor Trump is doing. So let's go to our next commercial article, CNBC.com. Trump administration puts 25% tariff on all canned beer imports, empty aluminum cans. Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to pitch a tariff article to you every week for the next year and a half.
I know.
We're never going to stop talking about this shit.
I know.
That's true. I think that these tariffs will not last. That's what I think.
Here comes Big Brain Jed over here. Okay, Big Brain Jed, this is what I've been waiting for. Give us some analysis.
My analysis is that everyone is going to revolt, including all of the billionaires, because it's not – no one is making money.
Yeah.
Tariffs.
That's true.
So are you saying that like Congress is going to do something, or the courts are going to do something, or the executive is going to do something?
I think the executive is going to do something because of –
because all of his friends are going to tell him they're mad at him and he's going to change it.
Actually,
you think he'll backtrack? Yes. I don't think he's ever admitted he was wrong in his entire life.
He won't. No, he'll just be like, the tariffs, they accomplished what we needed them to do. We're going to get rid of them.
They showed everyone that we mean business.
Waiting on the Negroni. It's a 3-ingredient drink. Shouldn't take so long to get a Negroni.
You know what, Tyler? Not sure who you're doing an impression of, but I bet it's a good one.
Thank you.
Nailed whatever that was.
No, this is what's going to happen. He's going to rescind the tariffs at some point, and then there's going to be a bounce in the economy from like the floor to, you know, the edge of the rug, the top of the carpet. And it's going to, you know, that'll be positive spin. So
that's the most intellectual thing you've ever said on this show, Jed.
Hit me with a timeline, Farber. How long specifically? I think you're wrong. How long do I have to give you before I tell you are wrong?
1 month.
1 month?
1 month? No. It's going to be more than that.
Why? Because it's got to hit harder first?
I think it's going to be at least a quarter.
Oh, okay. That could be true. Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to set reminders in my calendar to check on these things and text you guys. That by the time they remind me, I'll be like, what the fuck was this about again?
That's true.
The thing is, saying it's going to be like after a quarter is that's bringing some level of business or economy into it, which is not relevant to this discussion, because I literally think it's going to be his friends and, you know, the people that have his ear telling him this is bad for us. Yeah,
I mean, you could definitely be. There's no – I think everything is equally as likely as anything else. I mean, I think Jed could be right, or tomorrow they could go up to 100% tariffs. There's just no rhyme or reason.
In 6 months, it would be very unlikely that the tariffs still exist to this degree. That's what I think.
Well, that's a lot.
Yet another reminder for myself.
That's a lot more ambivalent than when you came out of the gate with. But, you know, at least you put your foot down on something.
You were like, by the time this episode goes up.
Yeah.
No, I do think it'll be quick, because I do think that the money loss is compounding quickly.
Yeah, but it is severe.
Consumer money loss will be slower just because, you know, a lot of people don't have money in the stock market. So. Yeah.
I mean, So back to the article, ostensibly. Like, is this good? No, it's not good. But I also don't know why this article is written like anybody's surprised. We've done 6 months of articles being like, the tariffs are coming. It's going to be bad for beer.
Right.
I think there was a segment of the population that thought, despite the fact that he said when it was going to happen, that it just wasn't going to happen, which I think was stupid. I think so now that it has happened instead of will happen, it's news again.
Mm.
I think the larger portion of the population just didn't understand what a tariff is or how it would impact the consumer in any meaningful way. Judging by the fact that Donald Trump was elected president and he said he was going to do this. So
Right. Yeah.
What? Was he? Is he president? You know, I hadn't heard about it.
Yeah, you know, my favorite of the people who voted for Donald Trump with an undocumented spouse, and then they go on TV grousing about how their spouse has been deported, and it's like, gotcha, bitch.
Yeah, it's
that's it's my absolute favorite. That. It is balm for my soul. I gotta be honest. I love it.
You know, I would love it if no one was getting deported. I think.
Yeah, well, shut up, Snowflake.
I wore my red shirt to try to be more conservative like you two, but it didn't help.
It says national on there, which is nice. That's a good word. We like that word.
Underneath it says pride, but you just can't see it.
Oh,
I thought the back it said Christian.
Yeah, Christian national. Yeah.
Speaking of the Nats, are you happy about your boy Ovechkin over there, Samuel?
That's a different team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the Capitals, not the Nationals. Excuse me.
Yeah.
It's basically the same thing.
I didn't think you'd bring it up. Tyler, look at you, Mr. Sportsman.
I know. Yeah.
I was going to bring it up, too, and then I was like, I'm the only one here who cares.
That is true, but I still brought it up.
You know what? I'm happy because Ovechkin is not a shitty dude like Wayne Gretzky, so that's good news.
I don't think he's the best, but Wayne Gretzky is definitely bad.
Is he? What's the deal with Wayne Gretzky? I don't know anything about
him. Oh, he's a hardcore Trumper.
He hopped into politics. We'll just say that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So he's made that right-wing grift that we're still waiting for.
What? Yeah. He got hit in the head a lot.
That's awesome.
I don't think it's the grift.
Gotcha.
Magically. Yeah. He's not a Tim Pool-like.
Gotcha. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You don't think Tim Pool believes enough of his bullshit?
I don't know. He said whenever people like him or like Tucker Carlson say their shit with like that level of conviction, you're like, okay, well, they obviously like you can't even suss out what.
Yeah, this is just saying lines. They're just running lines.
Yeah. In the anger and the shit like that, it's like, okay, I actually don't know what this person believes, except I think Tim Pool believes generally what he says. To a degree. I think he's pretty stupid. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say Tucker Carlson is much more intelligent than Tim Pool is probably. Yeah.
Tyler, just if you have to burp, can it not be into the microphone or can it not be while Jed is talking? I can't cut it out now.
I know. I thought it was appropriate to burp over. Many of your belches. I thought it was appropriate to burp over Tucker Carlson's name.
I can't argue that.
Yeah. That was a strategic, artistic choice. Yeah.
Maybe I should sample that. And so right now when I have to bleep, like, personal information, I just put a sample of my dog's barking over it. But maybe I'll switch it to you belching.
Wow. I like that. Thank Tucker Carlson. That's good. Do you want to get a clean one right now?
It's better if it's dirty. And that's what I got.
Well, I'm sorry I just come on and talk about Tim Pool and Tucker Carlson all the time. I've just been watching a lot of YouTube videos and I'm just getting
Questions.
I'm just asking questions. I don't
just doing your own weird research, man.
Doing my own research. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for your respect, boys.
On the subject of
there it is. It kicked research. In. It kicked in. look at his sleepy eyes. Look at his sleepy eyes.
I was going to ask you guys for some help. I've been trying to learn something, and I'm not doing a good job.
It's called a microphallus.
Wow, I thought you were going to say something about a vagina, but that was funny, too.
I thought you were going to say the word Byzantine.
No, we know.
Yeah, vaginas are way too Byzantine for me. I can't figure those things out.
Okay, please, Sam, go on.
It's not any better than this. Like, just don't improve it. So I was trying to talk Three Stacks into watching the Dungeons and Dragons movie with me.
Yeah.
Okay. And one of the things I said to entice her was, Chris Pine is in it, and if I'm not mistaken, he's Daddy. And then we started watching the movie, and she's like, he's not Daddy. And I was like, he's not, because he's like weathered but handsome and gruff. And she was like, he's handsome and he's father, but that is not Daddy. And then I was trying to get her to explain it to me, and she's explained it 30 ways, and I still don't understand what Daddy is.
Okay, I have to look up what he looks
like. I agree with her, but I don't think I'd be able to explain it any better. It's like that famous Supreme Court justice.
Is this the porn thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't define Daddy, but I know it when I see it.
Apparently, I don't. I do know porn when I see it, but I don't think I know Daddy when I see it.
He's got two. I don't know. It's just like too much of a baby face going on. Even though he's weathered, it's still too much of like a little baby face. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
He's too pretty.
Yeah, Jed's got it.
So interesting, because every explanation that Emily has given me about this has been about how they act. None of it has been about how they look. And well, your answers were both looks based.
I haven't seen the movie. So
also, neither of us are attracted to men, which I think is, well, I don't know. Maybe Jed is. I don't know.
I don't think that is hindering us in this.
I know. Well, no. I know handsome when I see it, even if I don't know Daddy when I see it.
But no, but I'm just saying, like, because we're probably looking at different things because we're not attracted to this person.
Get Becca in here.
She's right here. She hasn't gone anywhere.
Ask Becca if Chris Pine is Daddy. Shit.
Becca, do you think Chris Pine is Daddy?
Chris Pine. What does he look like now?
We just saw him in the Dungeons and Dragons movie.
Mm. Oh, you saw that too?
Yeah.
Yes. He's not who comes to mind first.
No. The answer is no.
What?
Parsing what she said, the answer is no.
The answer is no.
Can you get her closer to the microphone to explain what Daddy is?
No, I don't think I can do that.
Yeah, I agree, Tyler.
Let me text somebody real quick. It's not related.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you're just gonna have to learn by doing.
Pretty much.
It's mostly been me saying is, insert actor name here, Daddy, and her saying, I don't know who that is, and then I have to show them. I have to show her pictures, or I have to say, we've seen them in 6 movies. Let me list all these characters for you instead. But, yeah, it's been a lot of her telling me who is and is not Daddy.
I think it's a man, typically older, who looks like he could be paternalistic and setting down the discipline.
Oscar Isaac?
How about Oscar Isaac, Becca?
Yeah.
Yep.
By George, I think I've got it.
ding, ding, ding.
It's quite Byzantine.
Yes. Very good. Okay.
That's it. I had the good Daddy thing. That was my thing.
Cool.
That, I
did.
That was your thing? All right. So
your thing was Tyler's life.
Listen, you're right. You got me.
Oh, my back is so heavy from carrying this podcast.
Every time my content is just telling you something that happened to me recently and then figuring out while I'm talking about it if there's something funny that happened during it.
And the thing is, you're on once every 6 weeks. Something funny ought to be happening to you at that clip.
Yes, but when we talk each episode, I'm thinking about what I did the last 3 days. Okay, half the time I'm like in a drunken, no, I'm not drunken. It's a hungover, like depressed stupor where I'm like, God damn it, I have to do this fucking podcast. And all I did was lay around and do nothing today.
We never feel that energy.
Fuck you.
So the reason, shit. The reason I couldn't hang out with you is because Beck and I went to New York for her birthday. and we went to the Museum of Natural History. Anybody ever been to the Museum of Natural History?
Nope. No.
No? Really?
Okay. I fucks with that Smithsonian, dog.
Is it like on Central Park?
Yes.
Then maybe I have actually.
It now that place is Byzantine.
Is there a ton of Egyptian shit in it?
Sometimes.
Is there any Byzantine shit in it that's also like an era or something, right?
Not that I saw in there. They did have eras, but not the Byzantine era.
I think I have been there then. Can you go on the roof and like look out over the park?
Probably. I didn't do that, but I think so.
Okay, I've been there once. Yes.
It's crazy. You'll get tackled by security, but you can do it.
It's just wild. Like, I don't think if it was built as a museum, they did a terrible job. It's so confusing. Like, nothing leads naturally to anything else, and everything is mad compressed. It's like, I liked it, and all the exhibits were really cool, but it's like, did you just put this in some tenement you happened to buy? Like, what was the planning here?
I mean, maybe. It's like, in Central Park, so.
It is. It is. Yeah.
Maybe it was the last holdout, some guy's property, and they were like,
yeah.
Right, we missed the deadline. The guy finally agreed to sell it, but we can no longer build something here. Just got to fill it with all the art we have.
Yeah, it was bizarro. It was cool, but it was really difficult to get around. And I just, you know, I felt like Night at the Museum lied to me a little bit.
Is that the Natural History Museum?
I thought it was Museum of Natural History. Is it the Smithsonian?
I'll check. I'm not contributing in a funny way, so I'll be the knowledge guy.
I think it's the Smithsonian because you just said it.
Well, how about this? How about I feel like We're Back lied to me.
We're Back?
Yeah, We're Back, the animated dinosaur movie.
Well, We're Back definitely lied to you for like a number of reasons. Mostly that machine he has on his raft that makes him breakfast.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's true. How would that even work?
It is the American Museum of Natural History in New York City.
Okay. Wow. Well, there you go. Big time lies. Makes everything look huge. Very small.
Yeah,
those camera tricks at work, goddamn Hollywood.
What are they doing? Taking brain drain? Am I right?
I like this. This is the We're Back cast now. Gee, I'm glad I
have you ever seen this movie, Jed? Because all I'm gonna do it's all callbacks to a movie you've never seen. Maybe.
Wait, is it good? Like, give me something.
No, it's nostalgia as fuck.
Yes.
But
yes.
It is not.
It's good. Not good. It's not good.
It's a kids' movie.
Yeah.
But did it come out when we were kids?
Yes. Like 94 or something like that. Yeah,
you're familiar with Professor Screw Eye? That can't be his name.
It is. That is his name. Because he's a professor who has a screw for an eye. Yeah. He's terrifying. He gets eaten by crows. It's actually scary.
Crows. Yeah. It's so good.
It's very scary.
And his screw eye is left. Oh, man. Yeah. What a good scene.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah. Well, I've seen this.
Oh, it's tickling your brainium, huh?
Well, the T-Rex.
Yeah.
In the pile of gold. Like, I've seen this guy. But I don't think I've seen this movie. Is it just memes that I've seen or what?
Who's memeing We're Back?
It's heavy nostalgia for our area.
That's true. Our area of time.
Yeah, that's the one.
Uh-huh.
Not the Byzantine area of time.
No, sure. Is Professor Screw Eyes like is that like Scrooge?
I don't think it's a play on Scrooge.
It's not.
This is not a Christmas Carol situation.
No. Well, the gold, I saw two images that were similar.
I would say Professor Screw Eye is greedy, but it's not his, like, main fault.
Not his MO. I have a question related to the museum, Tyler.
Okay.
We're off. We're back. I'm going to tune out for a while.
I just was going to ask what seemed like a real, like a relatively fair follow-up, which is what's your favorite thing that you saw at the museum? Something good.
So that's good. I love like a miniature diorama. I don't know why, but that shit gets my nipples hard.
Fair.
To scale and whatnot.
Yeah. And like a big scene, you know, like a bunch of Polynesians building a raft. They had one of those. That was good. I like that.
Don't forget to build your breakfast machine on it.
It's absolutely true. It's so stupid. Why do you go back to that? Anyway. But I also, we went to, they have a planetarium inside, and we saw a like a Tom Hanks narrated guide to the universe in the planetarium. And that's always fun to get high and go to the planetarium. That's a lot of fun.
Oh. Yeah, that sounds fun.
So, yeah. Okay, one more article. SanDiegoville.com. San Diego-based Stone Distributing sold to multi-state Anheuser-Busch distributor. I don't know that this matters at all. So I guess Stone Brewing Company had a distributing subsidiary because people wouldn't distribute or they weren't getting enough access like back in the day. And it distributed a lot of beers in the San Diego area, I guess. And now they're getting bought up by some AB InBev distributor. So people are like, well, they're probably just going to push more like AB InBev owned beers instead of, you know, like local craft beer. And it's like, yep, that probably will happen. And that's the end of the article.
I mean, it's bad news for Stone. But I feel like it would be
Stone
really
is easy. Owned by Sapporo now. So who gives a shit?
Oh, yeah.
Sapporo. Is that
Japanese?
Yep.
Yeah. What's okay.
It kind of seems like brewing operations were sold, but no, just the distribution.
Just the distribution.
Okay.
Well, well, sounds like you pretty much covered it, Tyler.
I sure did. Insightful as always.
They can't all be slam dunks.
Yeah. It is kind of odd, though. Like, I do wonder how many other breweries have that kind of large distributing operation. I mean, we talk about sometimes like people being brought up for their network and stuff, but this is just a distributing company, which is kind of interesting. I don't know.
It's novel for us, and the question it raises for me is whether Jack Black is daddy.
I don't think so.
Well, in some roles, he definitely.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It depends on the movie. Absolutely. I'm thinking Minecraft Jack Black, and absolutely not. No. Absolutely not. But you're right, Jed. It does depend on the role.
That would be Santa. You're thinking of Santa. Oh, man. Is that a movie that's out? Is that movie out?
I think so.
What? The Minecraft movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Tyler.
A Minecraft movie. Excuse me. Because there could be more. They don't want to limit themselves.
Right.
Thank God Jack Black sacrificed Kyle Gass so he could be in a Minecraft movie.
Listen, that's not going to last either.
Can someone tell me the story? Because I've only heard like peripheral shit. I don't actually know what happened.
Kyle Gass was like the guy who shot at Trump shouldn't have missed. And honestly, that's what happened. And then Jack Black was like, whoa, not cool, buddy. I got a distance from my best friend of forever so I can continue to be in mid-tier Disney shit for the rest of my life.
Okay, well, here's the thing, though, because they already had a running gag in the band that Kyle quit or that, like, he'd be kicked out.
Uh-huh.
So it feels like I don't know anything, and I'm just – this is – I already don't know anything, but I'm even talking more out of my ass than usual here – is that once they decide they want to tour or do anything together again, then it'll be like, we're getting back together. I think it's literally just like for publicity's sake. I think there's less weight to it than what you're saying, Tyler.
Well, you're wrong, but that's okay.
Damn, that's
sad. No, I don't fucking know. I have no, I'm not.
Again, I'm going to need an amount of time and then I'll check back on if they've toured again, I guess.
Yeah.
8 years.
Jed, whenever you get that tattoo, let us know if Tenacious D is still touring.
Okay, here's my question.
Should the tattoo be the years that Tenacious D was active, like a gravestone?
I talked to the artist I talked to the owner of the tattoo parlor next to my house.
Yeah.
Because I am... Listen, I need to talk to my mom, okay? All that matters.
Pussy.
Listen, here's the thing. This is all that matters. If I die before my mom dies, then I don't want her to have to deal with shit, okay? She's already my death.
So you need to talk to your mom about how close she is to death.
I need to kill my mom, and I can get this tattoo.
Should your tattoo say "Sorry, Mom"? So if you die, like
it's Christ,
like that.
Oh, it's obviously gonna be Patti Smith lyrics, so that I can have Jesus's name tattooed on my body. Yeah.
That's Byzantine logic, Jed.
I feel like I'm losing it. I thought I was close. I don't think I have it.
Same Byzantine logic, Sam. That you can always get away with that.
That's true.
Byzantine logic sounds like a rapper that would be on like an indie label.
Sure. I think Byzantine anything would work, kind of.
Yeah.
Byzantines, I'm more worried about the adults.
Byzantine.
Am I right? You guys?
Sam?
Am I right?
Sam, why don't you weigh in on if he's right or not?
Let's just keep waiting for the baseball or rock or whatever to come off from off screen that I assume Becca has thrown at you by now.
Becca, carry some weight here and fucking...
It looks like Sam's waiting for a whole rotisserie chicken. Look at those sleepy eyes he's got. He's hungry as shit. He's got the munchies.
I didn't sleep well. I have three kids. Leave me alone.
Listen, before Sam gets Child Protective Services calling for being so high all the goddamn time... I'm gonna talk about my beer.
Wow, are you big dicking me on the host thing here, Jed? Wow,
it works, man. I'm sorry to tell you, it was kind of daddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's you make it easy with that small dick you have, metaphorically speaking.
Okay.
I had Helltown Brewing's Sanctuary Russian Imperial Stout. 10.5%. It was incredibly dark, and it had no head when I poured it. I saved the last drop, but every time I drink a high ABV stout, Imperial Stout, it just tastes... It's so alcohol forward to me that I don't get as much flavor in it as I would other beers. I don't know. You told me to drink what? Southern Tier's
dessert stouts, their dessert ales, their dessert stouts.
Good clarifier. Their dessert ales are meh.
Yeah.
So I'll try those, but this to me tastes very similar to other Imperial stouts that I've had, to the point that I can say that and recall that from memory. So, it was 10.5%. So that's great. So I liked it a lot, and it didn't really have a lot going for it other than that. If you like Imperial Stouts, then you're gonna like this beer. I don't know what to fucking say. I guess I'll rate it pretty high because of the ABV. Give it like a 7.6. yeah, that feels good. 7.6. One thing about Imperial Stouts that I will say is that they get better, or as they warm up they don't get bad. Sometimes the flavor comes out more and they whereas other beers, as they warm up, you're like, oh god, I have to finish this beer. So that is the nice thing about Imperial Stouts, is that as they get warmer, it's not, the flavor comes out and it's not like a slog. So I do like that piece.
That's interesting coming from you, because I feel like the worst offenders of this got too warm, I can't drink it now, is sours. And I know how much you love sours.
Well, he puts them back so fast.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
I just chug them. I never want to know what they taste like warm. I just want to be done with them.
It's like trash is what they taste like warm.
Yeah. But Tyler, what'd you have today?
That's a really good question, Jed.
Thank you.
Ugh. Yeesh. Close up of both of those stashes it's a lot. At least, you know what, Jed, you're not going over the lip today, which I like.
Thank you. I trim it with regularity.
Yeah, every time we hang up Skype is when you seem to he liked that one.
Yeah, that got me good. Just okay. A classic alley-oop burn.
What about Sam's? His covering his whole ass lip.
I'm fine with it. His works. I don't know why. His works. Oh, I like that. He looks like a magician.
He's
like a stage magician.
Look how high he is, though.
I know.
High right now.
I just opening my eyes wide.
Well, eyes closed, you're high. Eyes wide, you're high. You got to keep those eyes right down the middle.
How about like a big old wink? I'll just hold a wink.
There you go. Bounce. Yeah, average. Law of averages. I had dogfish heads. I still don't know. Super Dopio, I think, is how I'm going to choose to pronounce it. Imperial Pilsner, 7% ABV. This is a really, truly a magical beer. It's just a Pilsner, but it gets you drunk, which is fun. So I'm going to give it its ABV of a 7 and recommend it to people who are looking to get drunk.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yo, I don't know many of those, but I guess drinking a beer and trying to get drunk, that's kind of crazy.
I know it's weird, but
it's two great tastes that taste great together.
Yeah. Samuel.
Yeah. I had Three Sheep's Citrus Serenade, and I feel like I felt kind of similar to how Jed felt, which is like this is a style that I don't normally go for, but it's like a solid example of the style and also the ABV good.
Yeah.
So I'll go like 6-1.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool. Do you know what you're having next week?
Sorry. No, you first, buddy. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have, because I got a 6-pack of Pick 6, you know.
I was going to try this pernicious IPA.
That's definitely been on the show.
I know it has. I just grabbed one, and that was the one. But the other one's the Juicy Monkey, remember?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Juicy Monkey IPA. Oh, this is something I could have talked about, but I had another monkey drink the other day, and it wasn't very good. Shit, I should have looked it up.
Which monkey was it? Do you remember?
No, not. It definitely wasn't like Golden or something like that.
Yeah.
Or South.
You had a monkey recently on.
He had Witty Monkey. He had Witty Monkey.
Right.
And then I had it as well.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. But go ahead. What are you having next week? I guess Sam, if you have any
questions, I'll just have whatever Jed has.
It was nice that we took that 45-second aside for Jed to tell us he had a beer he couldn't remember the name of.
I'm just patting. Sam sent me a text earlier that said we need to stretch.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, listener, if you want to tell us when you think Sam got high in this episode, you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at brewsdaytuesday.com, or you can blue sky us at brewsdaytuesday. Don't let us keep you down. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Comes up here, catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better.
Where do you think Sam ran off to, actually?
It's a great question.
Because he's so high right
now. He's just housing a plate of nachos.
That's what it is. He heard the fucking microwave timer.
Ding, 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 yeah.
He put them in for an hour.
His air fryer went off and he just sprinted out of here.